Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Cabinet approves modified Udaan scheme to develop 100 airports at a cost of over 28,000 crore rupees in the next 10 years. Government convenes all-party meeting to discuss West Asia situation. Ministry of Petroleum dismisses rumours of hike in fuel prices, urges to avoid panic buying. Lok Sabha passes finance bill by voice vote. Parliament clears Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill. Delhi police busts major international arms trafficking module linked to Pakistan, Nepal and Bangladesh. 10 key operatives arrested. And Khelo India Tribal Games inaugurated in Raipur, Chhattisgarh. The Union Cabinet today approved the launch and implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme, Modified Udaan, for a period of 10 years from 2026-27 to 2035-36, with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. Briefing media on cabinet decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 airports will be developed from unserved airstrips to boost regional connectivity.
Today, a proposal has been approved with an outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. This is for the modified Udaan scheme, essentially Udaan 2.0. Under this, 100 new airports will be developed in a challenge mode. State governments will be given the challenge to decide their priorities regarding where the airports should be built. They will also be responsible for clearing any issues related to land or permissions on a priority basis. Once these are resolved, those airports will be taken up under this project.
Mr. Vaishnav informed that the cabinet also approved a 5-year extension of the immigration, visa, foreigners registration and tracking scheme from the 1st of April 2026 till March 2031 with an outlay of 1,800 crore rupees.
The cabinet has approved 1,800 crore rupees for IVFRT 3.0 under the Home Ministry. In this phase, significant focus will be given to modern technologies, especially AI-based technologies and advanced identification systems such as facial recognition and iris recognition. The entire core infrastructure will be modernized.
The Cabinet has also approved India's climate plan for 2031-35, enhancing Paris Agreement goals. India has committed to reduce emissions intensity of its GDP by 47% by 2035 from 2005 level. Non-fossil capacity target has been further raised to 60% capacity by 2035. The government today convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia situation in Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, which was attended by Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Hardeep Puri, Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha and Rajiv Ranjan Lalan Singh, including other leaders. Congress leaders Mukul Vasnik and Tariq Anwar, CPI-M MP John Brittas, Samajwadi Party MP Dharmendra Yadav and other leaders of opposition parties were also present in the meeting. The meeting was convened amid escalating tensions in West Asia, which have disrupted critical maritime corridors and raised concerns about the safety of Indian nationals in Gulf nations. The government today said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing rumours and avoid panic buying. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said this while addressing an interministerial briefing held today on recent developments in West Asia.
We have an annual refining capacity of approximately 26 crore tons of crude oil. I would like to assure the citizens of the country that we have sufficient availability of petrol and diesel. There is no fuel shortage at any petrol pump anywhere. Adequate quantities are also available at the terminals that supply fuel to petrol pump. Please do not believe in rumors and avoid panic buying. I would also like to inform that there has been no increase in the prices of petrol and diesel.
पेट्रोल और डीजल के प्राइस में कोई बढ़ोतरी नहीं की गई है.
Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said that in the last 24 hours, 50 Indian seafarers have been repatriated and brought back to India. He said around 20 Indian-flagged vessels carrying 540 Indian seafarers are currently in the Gulf region and are safe. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2026 by voice vote. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. The House gave its nod to the amendments moved by the government. Replying to the discussion on the bill in the House today, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government is empowering the MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives.
We are empowering the MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives because MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives are at the heart of creation of employment for production and for overall development of India. So this finance bill supports them with very many measures that improve liquidity but also reduce the compliance burden and give them the opportunity to have greater contribution made towards first their cooperatives and then the larger economy.
The minister said the bill aims to improve liquidity and cut compliance burden. She said the bill focuses on ease of living and minimizing hardship of taxpayers. Parliament has passed the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday by voice vote amid an opposition-led walkout. The bill seeks to redefine the category of transgender, removes the provision of self-perceived gender identity, and excludes several socio-cultural identities as well as transmasculine individuals from its ambit. It also further defines transgender persons within a biological framework based on intersex variations and differences in sexual development. The Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 was introduced in the Rajya Sabha today. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai introduced the bill, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has informed that both Houses of Parliament will not meet on coming Saturday and Sunday, as decided earlier in the Business Advisory Committee. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back, here with us on the news at 9. Delhi Police Crime Branch has busted a major international arms trafficking module linked to Pakistan, Nepal and Bangladesh and arrested 10 key operatives in the walled city area of the national capital. Talking to media, Joint Commissioner Crime of Delhi Police Surendra Kumar stated that the network was involved in smuggling arms into India through the Indo-Nepal border and supplying them to criminal gangs across Delhi NCR and other states. The crime branch said further investigation is underway to trace other members of the network and dismantle the remaining links of the module. In Kerala, last date for withdrawing nominations for the assembly elections is tomorrow. Our correspondent Smithy M. Paluruthi reports a total of 357 nominations have been rejected, while 1,754 nominations were accepted, including multiple submissions by some candidates. 14 candidates have already withdrawn their nominations. Meanwhile, Chief Minister and Senior CPM leader Pinarayi Vijayan today took part in LDF campaign programs in Kottayam. Senior Congress leaders Mallikarjun Kharge and Sachin Pilot are participating in a UDF rally at Kozhikode Beach. Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign in Thrissur and Palakkad on the 29th of this month. Despite the intense heat, campaign meetings are witnessing strong public participation across constituencies. The campaign for the Assam Assembly elections has intensified following the completion of scrutiny of nominations yesterday. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma held three major rallies in central Assam today. More from our correspondent.
The political environment in Assam has become more competitive with the start of the campaigning by all the political parties. Following the finalization of the candidate list yesterday, major political parties have launched extensive rallies and outreach programs across the state. Today, senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma addressed public meetings in Lamding, Hojai and Nogaon. With the withdrawal deadline approaching tomorrow, the focus now shifts to the final alignment of candidates for the April 9 polls. Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Guwahati.
Election campaigning has intensified in Puducherry with prominent leaders stepping up outreach across constituencies. We have more from our correspondent.
With the election picture more or less clear, candidates have begun their campaigns across Puducherry. On the campaign trail, Home Minister A. Namashivayam carried out electioneering in Kattirikuppam under Manaripet constituency, while opposition leader R. Shiva launched his campaign from Muthupullai Palayam in Vilayanur constituency. Puducherry Legislative Assembly Speaker R. Selvam, contesting from Manavali, also campaigned in Chinnaveerambettanam seeking support from voters. At the BJP state headquarters, a key consultative meeting was held under the leadership of National General Secretary Organization B.L. Santosh. Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia, who is the BJP election in charge in Puducherry, has inaugurated the BJP election media center in the Union Territory. Meanwhile, the election department is intensifying voter awareness efforts with a focus on achieving 100% polling. Activities such as awareness classes, flash mobs and innovative programs like stargazing events have been organized in connection. Bibinastar, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
In Bangladesh, a passenger bus carrying around 40 to 50 people plunged into the Padma River at Dauladia Ferry Terminal in Rajbari this evening, triggering a major rescue operation with many passengers feared dead. The incident occurred at Dauladia Ghat when the Dhaka-bound bus lost control while attempting to board a ferry and fell from a pontoon into the river. The first Khelo India Tribal Games have commenced in Chhattisgarh today. The event was formally inaugurated this evening in Raipur by Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia. Addressing the ceremony, Mr. Mandavia said, "The Khelo India Tribal Games will now be held annually in Chhattisgarh." He described the games as a significant initiative of the government aimed at identifying tribal sporting talent and providing them with the best training to prepare for international competitions. The competition, which will continue till April the 3rd, features events in 7 sports disciplines, including athletics, hockey, football, archery, wrestling, weightlifting and swimming. In addition, Malkhamb and Kabaddi have been included as demonstration sports. Indian archers won 2 bronze medals today in the first stage of the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. In the women's recurve event, the trio of Ruma Biswas, Kirti and Riddhipur defeated Malaysia 5-1 to win the bronze medal. In the men's compound category, Rajat Chauhan, Rishabh Yadav and Uday Kamboj defeated Bhutan with a score of 234-232 in the bronze medal match. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged over 1.5% today. Driven by hopes of de-escalation in West Asia, the Sensex zoomed 1,205 points, or 1.63%, to close at 75,273, while the Nifty jumped 394 points, or 1.72%, to settle at 23,306. In the global crude oil market, Brent crude was trading 5.2% lower at $99.10 per barrel when reports last came in. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim for tomorrow. Thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds will prevail over Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh till tomorrow. Similar weather conditions are also expected in the entire north, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Telangana, Vidarbha, West Rajasthan, West Bengal and Sikkim for the next 2 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Cabinet approves modified Udaan scheme to develop 100 airports at a cost of over 28,000 crore rupees in next 10 years. Government convenes all-party meeting to discuss West Asia situation. Ministry of Petroleum dismisses rumours of hike in fuel prices, urges to avoid panic buying. Lok Sabha passes finance bill by voice vote. Parliament clears Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill. Delhi police busts major international arms trafficking module linked to Pakistan, Nepal and Bangladesh. 10 key operatives arrested. And Khelo India Tribal Games inaugurated in Raipur, Chhattisgarh. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.